It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Thanks for joining us today, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're coming to Valley City on Wednesday night. Talk a little bit about the focus with your visit.
Yeah, we're just coming to hold a town hall. We've got one actually Monday night in Hillsboro, and we're going to work our way back west. And Wednesday night, we're going to have a town hall in Valley City. And excited to have people come out and tell me what's important to them. You know, we've just coming out of winter. It's going to take some people a little bit of time to get in the field. So probably give an update on where I see trade going, where I see USMCA going, and then mostly just take questions and concerns from people who want to come out and share them with their congressman.
Well, you mentioned spring planting, and of course, we're big into soybeans, and of course, people are kind of waiting on bated breath to see how the soybean import-export thing goes again with China and other countries. Being a lot of our soybeans, as you know, Congressman Armstrong, go from here, North Dakota, to there, as in the West Coast, and then on to China. But what's kind of the update can you give us on that situation for soybean farmers?
Yeah, I mean, most people in the administration and from the talks you're hearing, they seem to be pretty optimistic about it. But then, like last Friday, the WTO ordered another sanction against China for basically a 20-year broken promise on small grains. So the problem with trade deals is until they're done, no matter how optimistic people are, it's really hard to figure out when they're. USMCA coming to the floor as well. I mean, we're just really working to try and put pressure on Democrats to let that come to a vote on the floor of the House so we can get that trade deal done before Canada works into their election cycle.
Well, Congressman Armstrong works with the Judicial Oversight and Select Committee on Climate. Boy, those are some three hot topics that you've been involved in your short tenure as congressman. Give us some kind of a highlight as to what you've recently been working on one of those committees.
I'm assuming everybody knows at this point by the May 2nd, William Barr will be testifying in front of the Judiciary Committee. I'm sure shortly after that, Bob Mueller will be there. Obviously, the Mueller report came out last week. I do think it's a little unfortunate that we spend more time trying to investigate every single thing that's ever happened in this president's life instead of doing the things that I expect to hear about when I'm going across North Dakota, which is lower prescription drug prices, better government oversight, dealing with various different issues that actually impact people in the state of North Dakota.
You mentioned lower prescription drugs, and we had somebody on from ARP office talking about how folks, senior citizens, still take those buses to Canada. What can be done, and what do you think as a congressman should be done when it comes to prescription drugs?
Well, actually, when we had a hearing on prescription drugs and oversight, if you take the two outliers on the Democratic side, two outliers on the Republican side, and if you'd have turned the TV off, you wouldn't have known who the Republican was and who the Democrat was asking questions. So I think there's a real opportunity for some bipartisan solutions on the prescription drugs. But, I mean, essentially, you have to get – the problem is nobody knows what a drug costs. Nobody ever pays retail for a drug. It gets swallowed up in the middleman, whether it's PBMs or this whole internal situation, not to mention there's some patent manipulation that goes on, so to speak. And so I think there's some real opportunities to work forward. There's just a lot of different models about it. I'm not sure there's a silver bullet to bring them down drastically, but we have to start going forward. And I think we do have an opportunity to do something if we can get my friends on the other side of the aisle to concentrate on policy for longer than 5 minutes.
Congressman, you've been there since January. You're brand new. What is the biggest misconception that you thought you had in your mind until you arrived in Washington?
I think the misconception is that there is no bipartisan work, and that is actually not true. It's just it never gets covered because, for a lot of different reasons. But, like, for instance, I'm on a bipartisan working group on substance abuse and the opioid crisis, and it's really a large group of both Democrats and Republicans in the House, and I think we work very well together, urban, rural, working through issues so everything works out. So we can deliver things, but we can do it efficiently and so that any money spent is actually delivered to the end user instead of getting chewed up in the government bureaucracy.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but we look forward to your visit. Now, you'll be in Valley City on Wednesday night, April 24th at the Pizza Corner in Valley City. Now, is that a 6 o'clock or a 6:30 start time?
6 o'clock. Come a little earlier if you want, but you Yep, you can walk in late. No scripts, no anything. Any question is free game. I'll take whatever anybody wants to talk about.
And how long will you be there from 6 until?
We'll be there from 6 until 7. If it's going really well, we can stay a little longer, but we have to get on the road after that. So an hour and a half. So.
All right. Very good. Thanks for your time today, Congressman.
Thanks for having me.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong, our guest on our Voice of the Valley.